Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to the only radio that matters. BBS Talk Radio.
In a world permeated by barbecue websites under the control of tyrannical administrators, there was one man, a one-man army, who allowed his members to speak out, give their input, and make the website what it is today. The man, Greg Rempe. The website, thebarbecuecentral.com. The Barbecue Centralites demanded more. They wanted to hear him interviewing the top names in the barbecue industry, and they wanted to call in their questions live on the air. Once again, he came through and made the rest of the barbecue websites on the net his. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio with your host, Greg Rempe.
Cleveland, Ohio. It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio.
What is up? A very good Tuesday evening to you, wherever you may be. I am smack dab here in the middle of Cleveland, Ohio, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city. 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so go ahead and make your time zone adjustments as necessary wherever you are across the country, or send us the internet across the globe. If you are abroad, you want to be an international player in this Barbecue Central game, please do so. You'd be the first international contingent to make it on the show live on air on bbstalkradio.com, so go ahead and think about calling in for all you people that are not in this country, because that's what the web caters to, not only the country but the world. This is the Barbecue Central Show. I'm your host, Greg Rempe. Glad you could join me again tonight. Let me give you your call-in information and your email information in case you want to jump in. Maybe you've been bumping around the Barbecue Central forum all week. Maybe I've said something over the past 6 or 7 weeks that you want to jump in and take issue with or open up the dialogue with. I'm certainly more than happy to do that with you. Number to call in, 216-220-0966. That's 216-220-0966. 220-0966. You can also write me an email if you're so inclined. Maybe you're more a fan of the written word, and that is bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. That's bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Of course, the rule, if you're going to call in, have something to say. Don't just stutter through a call and use ums and ahs. We're not a fan of that. We want to have high-quality calls. I'm not a show that bangs through a lot of calls. I can talk for hours on end about barbecue and outdoor live-fire grilling, but I do invite you to call. So if you want to, have something to talk about, have a question, let's get at it. 216-220-0966. So here's what's going to be happening on the show today. I'm going to be covering the searing myth. There is this propaganda that is being forced down our throats by a number of television networks and big-name chefs who have very high credentials. They use the word searing in a... couldn't be more wrong in their use and terminology and explanation of searing. So we'll talk about that. Second segment, I'll have an interview with Chris Finney, who's a regular contributor on the Barbecue Central Forum. He has kind of devised a method in keeping with the searing topic. Something is called the reverse sear method. This is used on grills, and it's actually quite intriguing, something that I would invite everybody to try. He'll talk about the particulars of it, how you do it, and kind of how he devised it or why he's a fan of it. If time allows, we'll also get into fuel types for your particular cookers, your charcoal grills, and what have you. Of course, if it's anything that you want to talk about in particular, please go ahead and call in. We'll talk about it. It can be forum-related if you're a forum dweller, or it can be cooking-related, anything live fire is welcomed in this venue. Again, 216-220-0966 or bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a travesty There is a bunch of poor information that is being spread around not only the internets, but television, namely the Food Network and Fine Living. There is this term out there called searing. And typically when you think of searing, because you have been force-fed, because you've been brainwashed with this term, because you see high-profile chefs such as, and the biggest culprit that I see do it all the time, and I can't believe that he does it. He should know better because he has grilling shows and barbecue shows on the Food Network, and he's an Iron Chef, and he's a classically trained chef. On top of that, as being a restaurant owner, is Bobby Flay. Shame on him for using the term searing and explaining it the wrong way every single time he uses it. What is going on? Also, Emeril says it a number of times. I'm sure that's why he was kicked off the Food Network, because they finally got hip to it. They can't kick off Bobby Flay because he's the only real chef on the network anymore. Mario Batali's out of there, too. I've never heard him use it the wrong way. But you get high-named, high-status, and high-credentialed chefs using the term searing in the wrong way, and we watch it. We don't know any better, and we continue to disseminate and proliferate the wrong information. I am here to change that. Folks, pay attention. Get out your pens and pencils and writing utensils and get a tablet. Get a tablet of paper. Because I'm about to open up school. Searing is really talking about heat. High heat. You're getting your grill. You can even sear inside on a pan or under a broiler. You have to deal with high heat. But basically what searing is doing, it's basically forming a crust or a caramelization of the outside of your beef. For instance, probably the most popular term you hear this being referred to when you're cooking a steak. You're searing the outside of the steak. Well, if you ever notice, you have a properly seared steak, it's kind of not leathery, but it's crusty, and it's got a great flavor, a great caramelization to it. But the wrong information is being passed down is the fact that when you sear the steak, you are sealing in the juices. Look, I'm no scientist. My wife is smarter than me, and we have both done extensive testing on this sealing in the juices when you sear. My scientific studies have proven that there's no possible way that can happen. If you disagree, if you know for a fact and can explain it to me, either on the air or via email or on the barbecue forum, please do so. You cannot seal in the juices when you're searing a steak or a piece of chicken or whatever the case may be. Searing does not seal in anything. Searing forms a nice caramelized crust. It adds flavor. It adds a texture and a taste profile to your particular meat that you're cooking. But it does not seal in the juices. How do I know that? Here's a very simple test that you can do tonight. If you're on the West Coast, after the show's over, go run out to your Five and Dime and get a steak. Crank your gas grill up or your charcoal grill, whatever, and sear it on the outside for 2 or 3 minutes on each side. And then when it's done cooking, after you've sealed in the juices from searing, let it sit on a plate for 4 or 5 minutes. Then tell me what happens. Let me save you the trouble. Let me tell you what happens. Every single piece of beef, if you were able to sear it on a 5,000-degree oven, and then you let it sit for 5 minutes, the same thing happens every single time. And maybe you haven't ever noticed it. But when you let your meat rest, inevitably, there will be a collection of juice that collects underneath the beef. Which then begs the question, you've seared it. You've sealed in the juices, haven't you? No, because it doesn't happen. The science is bad. And the fact that high-name chefs who have outstanding credentials and have been successful in business with their restaurants and they're on television with their Iron Chef-edness and their grilling shows, that's what really gets me the most. These people are on the food networks or the cooking shows with grilling shows telling you that searing in is sealing in the juices. And then You can see it right in their own shows. They let it rest because they tell you once they take it off the grill, now you got to let the meat rest so the juices redistribute. Yeah, they're redistributing because the high heat has been pushing them out towards the sides or the top and the bottom of the meat because the juice is trying to get the hell out. It's hot. But take it off the grill, let it rest. Inevitably, the juices do not get locked into the middle of the meat, and when you cut open, this juice fountain does not come running out. Let it sit. Let it rest. Juice collects. This is what happens. This is the myth that searing is causing damage to the grilling world. I'm here to correct it. So, just to recap, whenever you hear any chef with any credential or anybody that you know say, oh, well, you have to sear it because you'll seal in the juices. You are now a better educated person than that person. So I ask you to do this as I when I educate you people on the barbecue and the grilling side of things to take a step back and then ask them to explain it to you exactly how that works. And show me that. Show me where the juices get locked in. And then when they can't, then step in and educate. Educate a new person in the correct ways of what's happening when we're searing. Yes, it's high temperature. Yes, it's causing a new texture on the outside of the meat and a new taste profile in your mouth. But it's not sealing in any juices. Simply and patently outrageous. These people are getting paid millions and millions of dollars to flood the cooking and the barbecue and the grilling market with patently false information. We should take class action suit against said TV networks passing out this frivolous information. And it's wrong as well. It's outrageous. So, that is the searing myth. Notice no phone calls because evidently all of the Barbecue Central people realize that, A, they probably were a little hokey on the idea anyway of sealing in the juices and they didn't think it really worked and they were just waiting for me to explain it in some show and this is the show today that it happens. Or I have now educated them, and there's no need to call it. But if you know for a fact that it does, I would love to open up a dialogue with you and tell you 15 different ways on why you're wrong and why I'm right. And then we can agree that I'm right at the end of the phone call, and we all go away better people for it. I really think that's what it's all about. So I'm glad 2 weeks in a row I've been able to dispel this week, one myth of the searing myth, and then last week, the continued push on the non-proliferation of lighter fluid use when you start your charcoal fires. And there was a large thread started on the Barbecue Central Forum about lighter fluid, people talking about drinking it and using it to wash cars. I heard it takes tar off the hood of your car if you're somebody that has tar on their hood. A little lighter fluid works good, but not to light your fire. So 2 weeks in a row, great information passed along via the Barbecue Central show on bbstalkradio.com, and I'm happy to do it. 216-220-0966 is the phone number, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Also wanted to mention before we head off to the first break that if you really like the introduction of my show and the music that I play, it's a sad day. Because, my friends, BBS Talk Radio will be getting out of the real music era and ushering in podcast safe or royalty free music. We don't want to get stirred up in any type of Napster organization. So whether you've become a fan of the Iggy Pop Lust for Life intro and outro, and then of my customizations of my rejoins, those will all be replaced next week by other non-popular stuff. What can I do about that? That's just what happens. Also, want to thank the newest sponsor to the Barbecue Central Show, the National Barbecue News. You can find out more about them at barbecuenews.com. They're the only publication dedicated to the sport and competition of barbecue. Thanks to Kel Phelps for doing that. I'll have him on to actually talk about one of the best barbecue cook-offs here in a couple weeks called the Best of the Best, which is inside of the National Barbecue Festival that takes place in Douglas, Georgia. And, of course, we'll be doing the Know Your Cue competition or game show that's sweeping the nation tonight for the three-pack of D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. Next week, we'll actually be playing Know Your Cue game again and we'll have a new sponsor, thanks to Dan Martin over at Special Shit Rubs. You can find out more about Special Shit at specialshit.com. You can try that link out if you don't believe me. It's real. And he's going to be giving away a gift pack next week, so be sure to tune in. Listen live next week. Remember, you can only win the Know Your Cue game to win your free stuff if you're listening live. If you're listening via podcast or archive, no winner for you. So make sure you listen tonight. Make sure you listen next week for your chance to win free stuff on the Barbecue Central Show on BBSTalkRadio.com. When we come back, we'll have an interview with Chris Finney from the Barbecue Central Forum on the reverse sear method. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
Live from Cleveland, Ohio, it's the Barbecue Central Show on BBS Talk Radio. D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue or grilled steaks and burgers or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors, original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's DDOGSBBQ.com. D-Dog's Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Minder gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
You can smoke like an expert pitmaster with a CookShack smoker right out of the box. Confidently smoke-cook professional quality pit barbecue that your family and friends will love with no special training or skills required. You can count on CookShack for high-quality electric smokers that have been field-tested for over 40 years under the most rigorous conditions in backyards across North America. Our newest line, Fast Eddies by CookShack, 100% wood-burning pits, helps bring professional competition teams to the winner's circle year-round. Chefs, caterers, and backyard barbecuers choose both CookShack and Fast Eddies by CookShack smokers to smoke, cook, world-class Q. And we don't stop with smokers. We help you make your barbecue experience a success with an array of useful accessories and cookbooks, five kinds of aromatic smoking woods and pellets, delicious barbecue sauces and savory rubs, and a website packed with information, recipes, and the popular CookShack Barbecue Forum. Try a CookShack with no risk and our 30-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. CookShack smokers are proudly made in the USA. Don't take our word for it. Visit our forum at www.cookshack.com and ask our customers what they think of us. Or call us at 1-800-423-0698 to learn how you can smoke cook truly great barbecue.
Get on the phone and in the smoke. 216-220-0966. BBS Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back. 216-220-0966, bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. If you missed my rant on searing and sealing in the juices, too bad for you. You have to go back and circle back, get in the archives. As promised, joining me now to talk about a kind of revolutionary searing and keeping with the searing mystique and theme of the show is Barbecue Central Forum contributor, all-around good guy and barbecue competition cook, Chris Finney. Chris, welcome to the Barbecue Central Show.
Hey, Greg. Great to be here. Glad you could have me on.
Well, it's certainly all of your pleasure.
So, I'm sure.
Indeed. So let's get into this. I just got done kind of ranting about the proliferation of this searing, sealing in the juices that has just kind of been disseminated across a lot of the food cooking networks and whatnot. And kind of in keeping with the theme, you have kind of become the well-known, at least on the Barbecue Central Forum, for this thing called the reverse sear method. So we'll talk about that here in a second. But first, why don't you give us a little background about yourself and how you kind of got into barbecue and grilling?
Well, Greg, I've been cooking barbecue for on and off for over 20 years now. I first started with some high school friends, and we used to cook whole hogs for parties. And that's pretty much where I got started, and I've been going ever since. But there was a lot of off time, and I picked it back up several years ago, and just for something to do because I work away from my house, and I just needed something to do. So I got a Weber Smoky Mountain and started making barbecue with that.
So is that what basically primarily you're cooking on is the Weber Smoky Mountain?
I have a three Webers, and I've got three different size Weber kettles that I cook on, and I've also got two Primo ceramic grill smokers, and that's what I use first now, and then the all the Webers fall in line after the Primos.
It's a lot of grills for one guy, isn't it?
Well, you know, you never can have too many grills.
I know. All right, so let's get into this reverse sear. I mean, everybody's heard of searing. Again, you know, I kind of dispelled the myth of searing slash sealing in the juices. But you do this different version. We call it the Finney method on the Barbecue Central Forum, but it's more of a reverse sear method. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Well, it's basically, as you were saying, searing the meat does not seal in the flavors. Actually, Alton Brown did an experiment. He seared one steak and not one, and then baked them till they both reached the same temperature. And the seared steak lost 19% of its weight after cooking, and the non-seared lost 13%. So that right there, you know, everybody loves Alton. Or Alton, and you know, that should prove right there to you. But long ago, back in I think it was 1984, Harold McGee wrote a book called On Food and Cooking, and he basically dispelled the searing myth back then. And so with that in my head, I set out to try to figure out a way to cook meat without doing the searing, because searing basically does damage the cell structure of the meat. And so if you can not do that, then your meat should stay more juicy and tender. So I started just cooking meat without the sear at all. And but what that doesn't get you is the browning. Well, you get brown, but you don't get the Maillard reaction, which is actually, you know, gives you the great flavor.
Right, that caramelization type flavor.
Exactly, right. Exactly. So then the next thing was, well, you know, I don't want to sear the meat up front because I'm going to lose the juices and damage the cell wall. So I basically just did the opposite. I applied it to the end of the cook. And, of course, the first few times I overcooked my meat, but I could tell I was on to something. And after that, I sort of kept working with it. And here's a dummy's guide to the reverse sear. You basically cook the meat at 250 degrees until it gets to about 100 degrees internal temp in the meat. You take it off the grill. You let the meat rest while you raise the temperature of the grill to about 600 to 650 degrees, or as high as your grill will go. That's as high as a lot of them will go. And then once the meat's rested, you throw it back on there to sear it. And that's the dummy's guide to the reverse sear.
So basically, you're kind of doing like a slow and low indirect type thing. Now, do you have to have a constant monitor on the meat? Or here, the first question would be, I guess, in my mind, and I'm trying to think simpleton like our listener base is, how thick of a cut of meat do you need to get in order to really make this happen?
Well, I wouldn't go any thinner than an inch, but, you know, a good inch and a half thick steak works great. You can even use this on roast. This is the way I do my beef roast every year at Christmas. Is I use a reverse sear on it. Cook it low to start with and then sear it at the end, and it turns out great every time. You can get a more evenly cooked piece of meat that way. You don't get the from outside to inside, the big variance in doneness.
Yeah, I noticed
the reverse sear method.
You know, a lot of steaks that I've eaten, not necessarily the ones I cook per se, but it's got a nice caramelization on the outside. When you cut it in, you're actually looking at it from top to bottom. After you've cut into it, you have, you know, the caramelization on the top. Then there's this kind of grayish area, you know, on either side, you know, top and bottom. And then it kind of is maybe a little pinkish or reddish in the middle. But there isn't a uniform color from, you know, when you look from the top to the bottom. It's kind of, you know, its own little rainbow of colors. Is that from the direct sear method versus the Finney method, the reverse sear method?
Hey, yeah, it is. It actually is. The intense heat on the outside is what causes all the stuff you're seeing. Doing it my way, the inside heats up much slower, and it's a gradual process. The outside and the inside are closer to the same temperature the whole cook until the very end when you sear it. So, you know, if you like a rare steak, you can have a steak that's rare, you know, all except for the outside seared. You can do the same thing, medium rare, you know, God knows, well done if you really want it, but
never.
Never, exactly.
So when you're cooking it in its first stage, do you need to have, you know, something what would be similar to like a cabled thermometer where, you know, it's in the piece of meat and you're constantly monitoring temperature until it gets to that 100 or 110 degrees internal, and then take the monitor out, rest it while it's getting up to, while the grill's getting back up to the higher heat to sear it? Or do you just kind of do your best guesswork and stick an instant read in there at some point to check it?
Well, I think it's certainly better to go ahead and stick a cabled thermometer in there so that you can make sure you don't overshoot, because you know, you don't want an overcooked steak. But, you know, cooking this way, it's still going to be a little juicier if you overcook it than if you cook it the traditional way. So,
cable thermometer is recommended, but if you can't.
If you can't.
Do your best.
You know, yeah, just go for it.
I'm getting an email from Puff. He wants to know if you've been drinking.
Just Diet Cola. Unlike Puff.
Yeah, Michigan guys. All right, so when you reach your internal temperature of 110, you crank your grill up. What are you doing with the meat while, you know, you're waiting that, you know, 5 or 10 minutes for that grill? Do you have to put it in like a Tupperware thing and cover it to maintain heat, or is that not necessary?
No, just put it on a plate and loosely tin it with foil, just like you would at the end of a cook to let the meat rest. You actually won't the internal temperature of the meat to drop a couple of degrees while it's sitting there, so you can leave the thermometer in it at that point and then take it out once you go to the sear, just so you don't ruin your thermometer. But
yeah, that was going to be my question next was, once you have your grill ready to throw it on the sear, do you have to put that cable thermometer in? Because typically a lot of those aren't made to, at least the cable part isn't made to handle, you know, anything more than 350 or 400 degrees.
Yeah, if you're going to leave it in there, make sure that you've got one that's rated up to at least 600 degrees, and you still don't want it to get direct flame. So that is something to worry about, so you might as well just take it out. It's only going to be on there a few minutes anyway, and so there's really no need in keeping it in there.
Do you do any steaks the regular traditional searing method versus the reverse sear at all anymore?
Every once in a while, I'll admit it. If I'm rushed for time, I'll go the traditional way, because doing the reverse sear does take a little bit longer. It's not a considerable amount of time longer.
Give us a time frame. What would your best guesstimate say if you're doing a regular sear thing, where maybe you're cooking, you know, total cook time from when you put it on to when you take it off could be, you know, for a steak that's an inch and a half, maybe 7 minutes total, 8 minutes total. How much extra time are you doing it reverse sear method?
Reverse sear, it's probably on there a half hour, somewhere around there, 20 to 30 minutes.
And the most of that time is just being eaten up right there at the beginning.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and that's when all the magic happens.
just like plateaus and barbecue.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to steal some information from Cook's Illustrated real quick, but the reason that your meat comes out so good doing this method, and actually Cook's Illustrated did prove my method, even though they didn't
give you credit,
didn't give me credit and didn't acknowledge me at all. But the reason it comes out so tender and so juicy is that meat contains enzymes called cathepsins. Uh-oh. I hope I pronounced that right. Anyway, they're basically proteins that break down other proteins. And as the meat slowly heats up, these proteins work faster and faster. And you're basically, in effect, dry aging your meat as it's cooking.
Oh, that's a whole issue that we could get into on another time, is the difference. Is there a difference between dry aged steaks and regular steaks you're buying at the butcher and not taking the time and money to dry age?
Yes, there is.
So here's a way you can appease both. You can dry age your own while you're cooking it all at the same time.
Exactly. It just speeds up the process. This reaction happens up until the meat reaches 122 degrees, which I'm not getting mine to until when it's searing. So the whole time it's in there going slow, it's working to age and tenderize itself.
What's your final temperature? What do you pull your steaks off at internally?
I shoot for a medium rare at the highest, and that's like 130, somewhere in that range.
So make your internal adjustments as necessary if you want it more than medium rare. But who would eat more than a medium rare steak?
God help them.
Indeed. Chris Finney is a regular contributor to the Barbecue Central Forum and the inventor of the Finney Method, a.k.a. Reverse Sear Method. Chris, appreciate you taking time out tonight to bring us up to speed on that whole process. And we look forward, of course, to continuing to read your posts on the Barbecue Central Forum. Thanks a lot. We'll do it again.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
All right. Take care.
Great to be here.
Chris Finney, if you need him. And if you need him, you can find him on the Barbecue Central Forum at thebbqcentral.com, or you can just spell out the Barbecue Central, the B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E, barbecue, the Barbecue Central. I now own three for the same website. That's nice. So thanks again to Chris for talking to us about the reverse sear method. Adds a little more time to the cook, but got to be worth a try. Helping you out, giving you new ways to cook, impress your friends and neighbors. When we come back, we will do Know Your Cue. Hang with me. We'll be right back.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue or grilled steaks and burgers or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's D-D-O-G-S-B-B-Q.com. D-Dogs Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.
You can smoke like an expert pitmaster with a CookShack smoker right out of the box. Confidently smoke-cook professional quality pit barbecue that your family and friends will love, with no special training or skills required. You can count on CookShack for high-quality electric smokers that have been field-tested for over 40 years under the most rigorous conditions in backyards across North America. Our newest line, Fast Eddies by CookShack, 100% wood-burning pits, helps bring professional competition teams to the winner's circle year-round. Chefs, caterers, and backyard barbecuers choose both CookShack and Fast Eddies by CookShack smokers to smoke, cook, world-class Q. And we don't stop with smokers. We help you make your barbecue experience a success with an array of useful accessories and cookbooks, five kinds of aromatic smoking woods and pellets, delicious barbecue sauces and savory rubs, and a website packed with information, recipes, and the popular CookShack barbecue forum. Try a CookShack with no risk and our 30-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. CookShack smokers are proudly made in the USA. Don't take our word for it. Visit our forum at www.cookshack.com and ask our customers what they think of us. Or call us at 1-800-423-0698 to learn how you can smoke cook truly great barbecue.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit, to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose. Make ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-Bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
The phone lines are open on the Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue Central Show.
Call 216-220-0966 to get on the air. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempe.
It's the Barbecue Central Show on BBSTalkRadio.com. Thanks again to Chris Finney, forum contributor, talking about the reverse sear method, something that he has devised over time. He's a lonely man. He has a lot of time to come up with a lot of cool cooking things, and the reverse sear method is certainly catching fire. I'm sure he'll be a lot more popular than me in a year when this thing actually makes its rounds to the Food Network shows, and people are educated on the proper ways of searing, and now reverse searing will be all of the rage. So we continue on. Now it's time for everybody's favorite portion of the show, the free stuff, the giveaway stuff. It's the Know Your Q game. So this is what we're going to do. You call in with this correct answer to this question, or either question I'm about to ask. One correct answer for either question wins you. And Chris Finney, if you're listening, you cannot win this this show because you know the answers. In our just past conversation with Chris Finney, he said, you cook in the indirect or in the reverse sear method. You cook first. You cook your steak at X temperature in your cooker. What temperature do you cook your steak at? Or the answer to this question, when you're cooking it at first at the lower temperature, what internal temperature do you cook your steak to? Where then you would take it off and rest it to get your grill up to proper searing temperatures. So I'm either looking for the internal temperature of the meat in the first part of the reverse sear method, or I am looking for the temperature you take or the temperature you're cooking in the first part of the cook. And here's our first caller. So let's take a whack at it. This is Barbecue Central Show. Name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Ron Hill. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hey, Ron. How are you doing?
Good.
Ron, are you ready to play the fastest, most popularist game show on internet radio?
I'm on it.
All right, here we go. Hold on. And now it's time for the game show sweeping the nation. Know Your Cue with your host, me, Greg Rempe. And now, here's me, Greg Rempe. All right, Ron, we've brought in the dramatic music, and now the game show will commence. You can answer this question or this other question. You win a 3-pack of D-Dogs barbecue rub provided by D-Dogs barbecue rub. Chris Finney mentioned Yes, exactly. Chris Finney mentioned two temperatures. One would be the temperature setting of your cooker at the first part of the reverse sear method, or what do you take your meat to internally in the first part of the reverse sear method. Either answer wins you a 3-pack of D-Dogs barbecue rub. Your answer now.
Well, he would like to have his temperature in the pit around 250 degrees and bring the internal temperature up to about 100.
Uh-oh. Now, Ron.
Oh, no.
Ron.
Am I off?
I'm going to need you to only answer one question. So you pick the one you want, and you'll be correct or wrong.
250 for the temperature of the pit while you're bringing it up to what you wanted.
Judges, 250 for the pit?
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Not 250.
Aw.
But a good try, Ron. I appreciate you calling.
Maybe next time.
Thank you for calling, Ron. And more importantly, thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
See you later.
Not 250 degrees. Close. Close. But no cigar. There was another call coming in before. We have 1 minute left. Here it comes. Caller, you're on the air. Name and where you're calling from.
James Turner, Keystone Heights, Florida.
Hey, James, how are you?
Pretty good, man.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here's the dramatic music. Give me one temperature question that you would like to answer.
I guess it'll be the first one, the cooking temperature of the grill and the first method of the reverse searing.
And the answer you want to give is?
250.
Judges, 250? Oh, sorry. That's what Ron just answered, 250, not 250.
Okay.
But thank you for calling.
All right, man, thank you.
Come on, guys. Not 250. One more caller. I saw somebody else call in. Free stuff on the line. Uh-oh. I'm getting confirmation. Nobody else want to give it a shot? I could probably turn the dramatic music off. All right. There was a question. Here we go. Let's try it again. Caller, you're on the air. Name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Greg. It's Puff calling from Michigan.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Good. Dramatic music. Which one do you want to answer?
I think it was the internal temperature of the meat.
Internal temperature of the meat when you pull it off is?
100 degrees.
Judges, 100 degrees? All right.
Hey.
Paul wins. 100 degrees internal temperature. Paul, email me your name and address, or just your address, actually. I know your name.
Right.
And Darren will send you out a 3-pack of D-Dog's barbecue rub.
Sounds great.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
All right, great. Hey, great show, man. Thanks.
All
right, bro.
Paul wins a 3-pack of D-Dog's barbecue rub. And that is great. And that means the show is over. Congratulations to Puff. Again, sad day. This is it for this music. Damn it. Come on, Sam. Pay more money. Thanks to my guest, Chris Finney, for talking about the reverse sear method. Thanks to the callers for calling in to win stuff. Nice. Be sure to tune in next week, where you can get your hands on perhaps winning Special Shit Rub by Dan Martin from specialshit.com. Check it out. Thanks to my one emailer, Scotty DeCue, for telling me to turn the TV down and earlier in the segment. Next week, I hope to have an interview with the guys at the Barbecue Guru, maker of some very cool and innovative barbecue accessories for your barbecue pits and grills, so I look forward to that. Also, we'll have another round of Know Your Cue, so be sure to tune in for that again. Free stuff from specialshit.com. Thanks to the Barbecue Central crew, my sound engineer, Sam Hassan, in Los Angeles, California. I was your phone slap, your show producer, and of course, I am your host, Greg Rempe. Stay tuned for Broad Topics coming up after me at 10 o'clock Eastern. Laura Joan, Marnie, and Kelly will be your hostesses with the mostesses. And don't forget to check out the BBS Talk Radio for our full lineup of shows that we have here. Lots of great programming. There's definitely something for everybody right here on BBS Talk Radio. Until next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is your show host, Greg Rempe, saying peace, love, and barbecue.
You can smoke like an expert pitmaster with a CookShack smoker right out of the box. Confidently smoke cook professional quality pit barbecue that your family and friends will love with no special training or skills required. You can count on CookShack for high quality electric smokers that have been field tested for over 40 years under the most rigorous conditions in backyards across North America. Our newest line, Fast Eddies by CookShack, 100% wood burning pits, helps bring professional competition teams to the winner's circle year round. Chefs, caterers, and backyard barbecuers choose both CookShack and Fast Eddies by CookShack smokers to smoke, cook, world-class Q. And we don't stop with smokers. We help you make your barbecue experience a success with an array of useful accessories and cookbooks, 5 kinds of aromatic smoking woods and pellets, delicious barbecue sauces and savory rubs, and a website packed with information, recipes, and the popular CookShack Barbecue Forum. Try a CookShack with no risk and our 30-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. CookShack smokers are proudly made in the USA. Don't take our word for it. Visit our forum at www.cookshack.com and ask our customers what they think of us. Or call us at 1-800-423-0698 to learn how you can smoke cook truly great barbecue.
Barbecue has never been easier with the Barbecue Guru. The Barbecue Guru is a temperature control and monitor for all pits, charcoal, wood, electric, your pit. It easily attaches to any smoker or pit and gives you simple, trouble-free control of your temperatures so you can make championship-quality barbecue every time and all the time. And it's location-free. Take it anywhere. This amazing breakthrough in barbecue technology is a microprocessor-controlled draft system that uses temperature monitors and a small fan to keep your temperatures constant. The Stainless Steel Guru Pit Miner gives you a choice of controls from 90 to 370 degrees. So cold smoking, pepper drying, making cheese or jerky, or fabulous briskets and ribs is nothing short of effortless. The ProCom 4 lets you monitor your pit from up to 600 feet away. And there's more. Check out the full line of products and accessories for the future of barbecue with new items on the way. Visit thebarbecueguru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
The Big Green Egg is the most unique barbecue and grilling product on the market, with its unmatched capabilities and flexibility that surpass all other conventional cookers combined. It's a smoker, a grill, and an oven. You can literally cook any food on it year-round, from appetizers to entrees to desserts. The Big Green Egg lights fast, and it's ready to cook on within 10 minutes, and no need for that yucky lighter fluid. The ceramic walls retain heat with an accurate temperature control, so there are no hot spots. And since the top is down while you're cooking, there are no grease flare-ups. Its handsome, unique, and decorative design produces the juiciest and most succulent food you'll ever taste. And don't forget about the world-class customer service and the lifetime warranty that goes along with every unit. You can find out more about the Big Green Egg by visiting their website at biggreenegg.com. That's biggreenegg.com. The Big Green Egg, the most versatile and unique barbecue and grilling product on the market.
D-Dog's award-winning barbecue rubs put the perfect balance of spicy and sweet on your ribs, chicken, all beef and pork, and more. Whether it's slow-cooked barbecue or grilled steaks and burgers or soups, vegetables, or anything else from your kitchen, D-Dog's award-winning rubs make good food great. Four flavors: original, maple, apple, and peach, each made from the freshest all-natural ingredients. Order yours today at www.ddogsbbq.com. That's D-D-O-G-S-B-B-Q.com. D-Dogs Barbecue Rubs. It's better than ketchup.